of the Greater Sandpoint Area Chamber of Commerce. I am your host. My co-host today is Kate McAllister, the Executive Director of the Greater Sandpoint Area Chamber of Commerce. Welcome.
Number two employee at the chamber. Sorry. Anyway, hello.
Hello.
Good afternoon.
Thank you.
So nice to see you.
You too. It's been a while.
I know, right?
You took a, I'm using air quotes, vacation, quote unquote vacation last week.
Kind of.
A staycation.
Yeah.
A babysitting staycation. Right. An elderly sitting staycation.
Right. Yeah. But and that was so much
You took time off work. Yeah.
Well, kind of.
You took time off of this job.
Yeah. Yeah. I still looked at email, but don't tell.
I won't. Okay. I didn't email you.
I know you didn't.
I hope you appreciate that.
I did. Anyway.
Yeah. So welcome back.
Thank you.
You look great.
Oh, well, good. Thanks.
Speaking of back, we have our first live in-person general membership luncheon since March.
Yes.
Coming up on Thursday.
Mm-hmm. State of the Cities. Mm-hmm. I know we have the mayor from Sandpoint. Mm-hmm. We have Nancy Lewis from Kootenai, your favorite town. Mm-hmm. And hopefully Steve Geiger will be there. And also Mike Davis, who is the new mayor of Dover.
Ah.
We usually have this in September, but... we really needed to wait till it was in person and live. So we can seat 40 at the luncheon. There will be no walk-in, so you must register if you're going to attend the luncheon. And it's this Thursday, October 8th at noon at Tango in the community room.
Right. And I do have it just open to chamber members because of the limited seating. So
right.
If you're not a member and you're listening out there, I'm sorry about that. But we're trying to give them priority at least. I think the last couple of days, if we haven't filled it, if we're not at capacity yet, which we're inching up there. We're getting pretty close.
Right.
Then I would open it up to the public. But for now, it's chamber members only.
And we will adhere to social distancing. Yes. There'll only be four at a table that usually seats 10.
Food will still be buffet style, served by Tango. It's in the, Tango building, whatever they call it. And
I call it the Columbia Bank building.
It'll still be buffet style, but the servers will be masked and gloved and serving you the food. You just tell them what to put on your plate. So
yeah.
Same, but different, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I'm not a fan of Zoom.
Yeah, no, I don't
like to look at people.
I think people are getting burned out on the Zoom. We did our top 10 favorite Zoom, favorite things about Zoom meetings last week with Phil Huff, and it was pretty hilarious. Three of mine were the fact that I didn't have to wear pants while I'm on a Zoom meeting.
TMI.
Phil talked about his cats a lot, which was pretty cute. Yeah, it was fun. It was a good one. But yeah, I think people are getting a little burned on the Zoom. I think it's just getting weirder and weirder. And like he said, people haven't really clued into the fact that you're letting people into your personal space. Like
right.
They don't usually get to see the inside of your office or your living room
right.
when you're on these Zoom calls. And so he thinks more and more people will start using the backgrounds or you can use a profile picture. You don't even have to be live in the photo.
You know what I did? Nonetheless, so we had that state tourism workshop that we were doing, right?
Sure.
And so, well, I ended up not being able to stay for the whole thing because technological things going wrong. But I realized, remember I showed you today my coffee cup I got for my birthday?
Oh, yeah.
I realized with the camera on that I took a sip of coffee.
With a giant expletive on
right,
your coffee
Right, it has a naughty
mug.
Word on my coffee cup. And then I went, uh-oh. Had to shut the camera off.
I thought you were going to say that you used one of the dozers from Fraggle Rock as your profile picture, but... Any 80s kids out there will love that reference.
Okay. Well, anyway.
Google
sure.
it.
Uh-huh. But I'd rather have in person. I want to look at somebody because,
speaking of in person, we're talking today to, is it Bob White? Boob?
Oh.
Bob Whitty. About things and stuff. And then we have a new member with us today from Panhandle Driving School. She will be in the studio with us to talk about that. So don't go anywhere. Stay tuned. Thank you so much for joining us on the Chamber Chatter Hour on North Idaho's Talk Radio. And remember, you can now live stream us from anywhere on northidahoradio.com.
Nice.
We'll be right back.
Since 1990, Brown's Northside Machine and Gear has been your local diesel and heavy equipment expert, serving the logging, trucking, and construction industry. Now is the time to get your vehicle serviced for the season ahead, so call Brown's today at 263-4643 or stop by the shop located on Triangle Drive behind the Bonner Mall. Their ASC Certified Master Mechanics can help keep your equipment on the road. Open weekdays from 7 to 5 and Saturdays from 7 to 1. Brown's Northside Machine and Gear.
Pace Kirby Insurance and Real Estate has been serving Boundary County for over 100 years, and they've built their reputation through good service, honesty, and stability. Come to Pace Kirby in downtown Bonners Ferry for insurance of all kinds, life insurance, supplemental health, and also Safeco Auto Insurance. Pace Kirby also sells real estate, including acreage, both large and small, farms, timberland, and creek and river property. Call 267-3123. That's 267-3123 for Pace Kirby, when experience counts.
Are you feeling lucky? Well, are you? Make your way to the Kootenai Casino and Spa, and you're going to find out how lucky really feels. October is the perfect month to make the beautiful short drive to Bonner's Ferry. You can book a winning getaway with Kootenai Falls midweek room rates starting at just $79. Weekend room rates start at just $99. And every room comes with two breakfast vouchers. Our Springs restaurant is offering six special menu items, all local favorites, for just $11 each. And our Kootenai Spa offers a scalp ritual and choice of 50-minute massage or signature facial for just $79. The winning continues in the casino with hot daily spins, progressive jackpots, and more ways to win than ever before. Now are you feeling lucky? Book your getaway to the Kootenai Casino and Spa. Call 888-YOU-ARE-LUCKY or visit KootenairiverInn.com.
Fall is in the air, and that means it's time to think about buttoning up everything from the farm and home to a new coat from the Co-op Gas and Supply Company. In our clothing department, we have a wide selection of winter coats, jackets, vests, and flannel shirts for both men and women from several different brands, like duck jackets and hooded coats from Carhartt, including the Rain Defender water-repellent jackets for men, or the new Sherpa-lined flannel shirts from Alaska. In the women's department, you will find fleece-lined flannel shirts from Carhartt and hooded Sherpa-lined jackets from Bern. Michelle shops for the best deals on men's and women's clothing so we can bring you the best prices from the brands you love. And don't forget our impressive glove selection with new arrivals seasonally for men, women, and children. Warm clothing for the season is waiting for you at the Co-op Gas and Supply Company, 125 Tibbetts Lane in Ponderay, where neighbors have been helping neighbors since 1934, 208-263-6820.
North Idaho's Radio, 97.1 FM.
Welcome back to the Chamber Chatter Hour. This is Ricky Witte from the Chamber. We should have a drinking game where every time I say chamber, we all take a shot, or we make Kate take a shot. Along with Kate McAllister, we're talking to Bob Witte, man about town. Welcome, Bob.
Yes.
My first time on the radio, I'm a little nervous. Mm. So
You look great. Yeah.
Right.
Gosh, thanks.
It'll be okay.
It was a great weekend, by the way. We had our Bulldog Bench annual.
That's why we didn't see each other this weekend. I was
Columbia,
like, where has
Bank
dad been?
Fall scramble. Nice. I've learned that at my advanced age, I run out of energy earlier than I used to.
Right.
I was exhausted at the end of it. I mean, yeah. I was out at the golf course from like 7 in the morning to 5
wow.
in the evening.
Oh, my God.
But it was by far, it was our, as far as I can remember, mm-hmm. our 29th Bulldog Bench Fall Scramble.
Wow.
Which is a long time. And by far our warmest one we've ever had.
Oh, for
usually
sure.
By the time we're doing the awards, you know, 3, 4 o'clock in the afternoon, at that time, we're freezing.
Right.
It was beautiful this
yeah.
weekend.
Oh, my gosh, it was.
I was walking around with just flip-flops on mm-hmm. afterwards.
Wow.
My version of flip-flops.
Yeah. But, I like your Bulldog swag, too. That's
yeah,
cool.
Yeah, this was our, we're Ooh. Trying to get, I think Matt Meyer, we're trying to get very inventive with our tee prizes, because most charity golf tournaments pretty much have the same things.
Yeah.
And we've all had enough of golf towels and We did various Bulldog Bench t-shirts over the years, which are great t-shirts, by the way. But Matt came up with this idea. Oh, last fall we came with toques with the S on it.
Yay, toques.
And it turned out to be like, it was 34 degrees
wow.
when we got there that day. So it was like, hey, do you want one of these beanies? We're like, oh, hell yeah.
Right.
And this year, because it was warm, and we came up with this imprinted Block S Sandpoint Bulldogs tumbler.
Nice.
It's nice.
It's a good one. Great.
And I've decided that this is how much water I have to drink every day.
Very yes. good.
So, you should drink about a gallon.
Yeah.
Ooh, no. A gallon of beer.
Well, that's liquid of some sort.
But anyway, we did that, and you know, all of our money, 100% of it actually goes to Sandpoint High School and middle school athletics and,
nice.
And things like that. When we have scholarships that we give out at the end of the year.
That's awesome.
Especially this last year, because it was such a crummy deal for the seniors who had worked all their lives to play their
yeah.
senior
right.
spring sports, and they got gypped out. So instead of, we gave away a record number of scholarships last
wow.
year.
Just good.
As like, well, she deserves it, and she deserves it. Mm. She deserves it, too.
Yeah.
We had the money, so we did
That's
it.
Great.
So it all goes to great causes.
So I heard last week that Mike Brosnahan from the Lighthouse Y swim team is retiring. Are you guys involved with staffing that coaching position? Is that you or the
Y? Gave up coaching the high school swim team 2 years ago.
Oh,
Greg,
okay.
Greg mm-hmm. Jackson, a former student or former athlete of his, took over. Great coach.
Good.
Swim program's very, very strong. Great group of kids. And there was a wonderful article written by Dylan Green, who's been on my show several times, the Bonner County Daily Bee sports writer. I think it was in yesterday's Bee. Yeah, I think it was about Mike Brosnahan, and really well done. And
yeah.
I mean, you've known him almost all your life. He's a great guy, just so dedicated. And I just had the feeling he's one of those guys who really looking forward to retirement and not going to the pool at 5 a.m. every day. And but in a couple of years,
right.
yeah,
I think he's like, God, I really, you know, I kind of live for coaching.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
right. So. And I agree with Dylan. He does look like Albert Einstein. That's what the paper said. I'm
That's
like,
pretty
yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
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 He kind of does.
Yeah.
But yeah, really great guy. You just loved his enthusiasm. So we wish him all the best. And you know, he created the Sandpoint High School swim program.
Mm-hmm.
There was nothing before him.
Right.
And he was very active for over 20 years of getting it to be a Idaho State sanctioned sport, which finally happened just a couple of years ago. So great guy.
So I didn't mean to turn this whole conversation into a Bulldog Bench thing, but I do want to talk about the raffle ticket sales to win this Parker Subaru.
Okay.
Those are still for sale. You guys extended it. Normally the drawing is in October, but it goes until January this year.
Last year we, because we'd gotten this is the fourth year that Jim Parker Toyota has donated, or Parker Subaru has donated a Subaru car. I mean, he gives it to Sandpoint High School.
Right. It's amazing.
Right.
There is no tax, no nothing. Just here's the car. He pays for the decals and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
Blue Sky Broadcasting, here are various radio stations. We donate all the advertising and we give him a bunch.
right.
So it's a good deal for everybody, especially Sandpoint High School, because the kids sell the raffle tickets for just
$5. Wow.
And whatever program the kids are into is where that money goes. So say you're a volleyball player, you can earmark your money for volleyball, or if you're in choir or band or National Honor Society or whatever. So,
oh, wow.
So the nerds can do it too.
And everybody
nice.
Can do it. But what I was getting at, they extended it last year into January because the winter sports people, they weren't as enthused. If, say, you just played basketball.
Right.
Right.
It's like, you know, what benefit is this? I can't sell them at basketball games, blah, blah, blah. So just thought it would go from about 4th of July to January the 8th, I believe it is, the Battle of the Paddle rivalry game with Lakeland, and give the car away. So it's great.
Exciting.
And last year, you know, they've been raising around $60,000 a year.
That's a great.
For Sandpoint.
Yeah,
it's
I keep
amazing.
Buying tickets. I never win it.
Though. Yeah, I haven't won it yet.
But I didn't know I could give to the band geeks. I'm doing the I was a band geek.
I always go for volleyball,
band
family
geeks.
Stuff, you know.
Yeah, whatever. Hey, how do the kids like playing on the turf?
I think it takes some adjustment, right? Because they hadn't had a lot, maybe football and soccer occasionally had played on turf in Spokane or something, but not a lot of high schools have artificial turf. So yeah, it took some adjustment. Fortunately, they got they both got to practice on it as well. So they kind of have an advantage over teams coming up from Kootenai County, which they just play on grass, and so.
Take that, Lake City.
It's nice to see, because I live close to there, it's nice to see all the kids out on the field, and so I just was curious about that.
And I wouldn't be surprised in coming years if other schools, especially ones that have a lot of money like Coeur d'Alene.
Right, like Coeur d'Alene.
Lake City, right. Post Falls, that they convert over to that, too.
Nice. So,
yeah, kind of. Pretty cool. And I'd really, back to the car, encourage people to buy tickets from Sandpoint High School Kids, or I have them here.
That was my next question. How do you, I mean, don't go out in the street and start asking kids if they go to Sandpoint High. That's a creepy thing to do. So right. where do you find the tickets?
Well, good question, Ricky. I have some here. They're at the school at all times.
Okay.
Just go in to see the receptionist. Or there are kids, not as much as past years, sitting in front of Super One or North 40 on particular Saturdays or Sundays, because, they're handling money and so many people not wearing masks. So I would be a bit apprehensive as a parent sending my kid out there. But so the best thing to do is, if you know any Sandpoint High School kids or you have friends who have grandkids or whatever, just buy it from them.
And correct me if I'm wrong, if you see the Subaru parked in a parking lot, it typically means that they're selling tickets.
Or I'm in the store buying something.
Sure, right. But you'll have the tickets on you. So find the car, you'll find the
tickets. I always
will
have the tickets with me. And if you see it parked in front of, say, Yokes or Super One or North 40 or any of those great businesses, that means the kids are selling tickets that particular day.
Or McDuff's.
It's a great way to support high school athletics, which is huge in this town.
Absolutely.
And also a great way to possibly win a $5 Subaru.
Yeah.
Right?
And I'm the one named on the insurance, so I kind of, I drive around this car for the kids.
Yes.
each year. This Crosstrek is by far the fanciest one.
I want one.
I mean, it's got everything.
Hey, does it have butt warmers?
Seat warmers.
Whatever. It warms my butt.
Right. Yes.
It may. We just got it 1st of July.
In July.
So I haven't had to even turn on the heater.
Does it have coolers? Some of them have heaters and coolers.
Oh, butt coolers?
Yeah.
Yes.
Wow. I don't know.
That's a good band name, I call it.
I know it's got this little beeper, like when you're crossing the line.
Ricky needs it.
Yeah.
So sometimes on a long drive, I'll do it on purpose, just to keep myself entertained. It's like...
Maybe you can make a song out of it.
Yeah, right.
Another thing we have going on, if you don't mind me mentioning,
please.
Is just the other day we put, for the festival at Sandpoint, we put season passes on sale again. Now, people may be wondering, so you sold out last year, Bob. How could you put on season passes? Well, we'd asked a lot of our faithful, just to keep, because we weren't able to sell tickets or have a festival last year due to COVID, if they would donate back their season passes, and so many people did.
Whoa.
Nice.
So, they spent $200-something and then just gave it back.
Wow.
And so we're a certain number of them are available to be resold. So what a community we live in that people would do something like
That's amazing.
So you can go online to festival@sandpoint.com and pick it up, your season pass for the 2021 season, for just $239 until December 1st. And if there's any left in December, they go up to $299.
Wow.
Ooh.
Still a bargain for 8 days of music and fun and stuff. So,
that's awesome.
So hopefully...
December 1st is a great day, by the way. I typically celebrate December 1st quite extravagantly.
Mm.
No reason. Just a fun day.
Okay, a year ago on our Ricky's Top 10, we had top 10 favorite things about football season.
Yes, right.
And one of them was her birthday, because it happens during football season on December the 1st.
Yeah.
Well, why
my
not?
Birthday, my brother's birthday, my sister's birthday are all within football season. Speaking of my sister, we're going to take our second break. How about that? And then we'll come back with...
That reminds you of your sister?
That does. Well, because we're coming back with Julia from Panhandle Driving School, my sister.
To get family.
Yeah, this you need to have family that you can.
And Jen, we're busy today. Is that what?
Yeah,
you're saying?
You need to have family that you can call in when you forget that you have a radio show that day.
Right.
but she is a new member of the chamber, so we're going to talk to her about Panhandle Driving School and the lovely things they do in our community. Mm-hmm. But it is time for another station break, so don't change that dial. You're listening to the Chamber Chatter Hour on North Idaho's Talk Radio.
BF Quick Lube at the top of the South Hill does more than just lubes and oil changes. They do them quick. Just stop by or call and make an appointment at 208-267-7481. Along with regular maintenance, BF Quick Lube can handle most of your other auto repairs. BF Quick Lube would like to take this time to say thank you to each of their customers for putting their trust and support in their services year after year. For a quick lube and oil change and so much more, visit your friends at BF Quick Lube on the South Hill in Bonners Ferry.
Hello, this is Nevin Neal, pastor of Bonners Ferry Baptist Church, and I'd like for you to think about this question. Does man obtain righteousness? Does he obtain eternal life as a result of the work that he does for God, or as a result of the work that God does within him? 1 Corinthians 6, 9-11 says, "Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God. And such were some of you. But ye are washed, but ye are sanctified, but ye are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God." Titus 3, 5, and 6 says, "Not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us, by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost, which he shed on us abundantly through Jesus Christ our Savior." Perhaps you'd like to contact us. You can reach us at 267-3746.
Super One Foods in Sandpoint wants you to know they're going to great lengths to keep their customers safe. They've installed acrylic shields in the check lanes, and the counters are being continually cleaned. For your added convenience, try their shop online service. Just go to superonefoods.net. Place your order and set the time for pickup. When you arrive, your personal shopper will have your groceries ready for you and bring them out to one of their parking spaces reserved just for online customers. It's that simple. Go to superonefoods.net and shop online today.
If you came across a child struggling with hunger, how would you recognize them? By their clothes? Their age? The way they speak? Would you recognize a 13-year-old boy who gets into fights at school?
Not because he's a boy, but because he's hungry?
Or a 2-year-old girl who cries all night?
Not because she's sick, but because she went to bed without enough to eat.
Or maybe a 9-year-old boy who hopes a friend invites him to a sleepover.
Not for fun, just so we can have dinner.
Or a 15-year-old girl who goes for walks over lunch,
so her friends won't know she doesn't have anything to eat.
I am the 1 in 7 American children who struggle with hunger. Kids you pass by every day but never knew were hungry. I am Child Hunger in America.
Hunger can be hard to recognize. Learn why at IamHungerInAmerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America, 200 Food Banks Strong.
97.1 FM, 1450 KBFI, and 1400 KSPT.
Welcome back to Chamber Chatter. This is Ricky, along with Kate.
Great music.
Bob Witte, I nailed it that time.
Thank you.
And Julia Klontz from Panhandle Driving School. Welcome.
Thanks for having me, guys. I'm excited to be here.
Is this your first time on the radio?
No, she was on, we talked about volleyball.
It was just on last week, actually.
Oh.
And periodically over the last 30 years. Mm-hmm. So.
Right. Yeah. We've all been on the radio. You've actually been on Ricky's top 10 a couple of times.
A handful of times. Not as many times as my own son.
No.
But who's counting?
And who, you know, he's a serious kid. He likes to play sports and he's very competitive. You put him on the radio and he's suddenly the most sarcastic person I've ever met in my life. He's hilarious.
I wonder where he learned that from, Aunt Ricky.
I don't know.
Anyway, back to Chamber Chatter Hour. Tell us about Panhandle Driving School.
So Panhandle Driving School is based out of Sandpoint High School. So a lot of people get it confused. We are contracted with the school to offer a driver's education program out of their building, but we are technically a private business. Our team has varied a little bit over the years, but we have all combined over 40 years of driver education instructor experience. So when Mike Givens, who many locals are more familiar with him, when he decided to sell the business, he did stay on as an instructor for us. Mm. So his experience alone brings over 25 years of driver education experience, which is really great have him on board. And then we've got a handful of other gentlemen with us too. And so we can offer drive times for your students 7 days a week at various times. And we really, our main focus is to do our best to work around your kids' busy schedules.
Sure.
Because anymore, what student isn't involved in some sort of extracurricular activity? So we do our best to make sure they can squeeze that 6 week driver education course into their school year without it being too much of a, you know, a hassle.
Amazing. Yeah. Well, and there's no public driver's ed offered any longer. Like when we went through driver's ed with a certain detention teacher, Lori and Katie, the Shooks and I were just reminiscing yesterday. She used to do this thing, break down when she wanted you to slow down, and it still just sends chills down my spine. It's terrifying learning to drive from her. So anyway, my point is that was public driver's education. You guys are privately funded driving school, but through the high school. So you have a lot of regulations and things, protocols as far as COVID is concerned.
Correct.
Mandated by the school district.
Correct. Yeah. And I can reassure you parents listening, I've never said the phrase break down before. So, and actually I took, I don't know why Bob Woody made you take it through the other instructor, but I took driver's ed from Panhandle Driving School when Mike Givens, I think it was his second year.
Wow.
You did because you were playing volleyball and basketball in high school. I had a very busy schedule, so it wasn't like, hey, can you drive next Tuesday? Oh, right. No, I have practice.
Yeah. So, yeah. And so since the conception of this driving school, it's been, you tell me what your student schedule is and I'm going to do everything I can to work around it.
Right.
And that's what we really strive to do within certain grounds, of course. But
that is so amazing, because in the 70s show up at 7 a.m at the junior high in the parking lot, and that's where you had, and you could not miss one class.
Wow.
That's where you had
driver's
ed.
And similar,
there was nothing about your schedule.
Well, and similarly, you can't miss any classes. So the state of Idaho themselves, State Department of Education, oversees all of this, and it is very, very strict. So we log every minute that your student is in the classroom with us, every minute they're in the car with us. So if they do oversleep or whatever, we have to keep track of that, and they have to make it up before I get to give them their permit. So,
well, remember, it was the early 70s.
Yeah, Kate, you talked about that. I don't remember. Well, I don't remember going to school either, but I don't remember going to driver's ed. I think I remember a guy who was driving a Volkswagen stick shift, and he was my quote-unquote instructor.
Right.
And it was just me and him, and we just got in the car and started driving down the street. He goes, how do you know how to do this?
Never mind.
Driving for years, buddy.
Yeah.
But you just, I think, at least where I lived, we just had to pass a test.
Right.
And then take a driving test, and then you got your license.
So in Idaho, you could still do that.
But yes.
Then you can't be a licensed driver until you're 17 years old.
Oh, gotcha.
So the beauty of Idaho, and we're one of the few states that still do this, as young as 14 and a half, you can come take a driver's ed course, which means by 15, you could be a fully licensed driver.
Right.
On the road by yourself.
That's frightening.
Should we tell people about her first day of getting her license at 14 and a half and what happened to her car?
Wait.
Are you talking about my car?
She's the one that crashed the car, not the driving instructor, just to be clear for those listening.
I was
No. I won't say it on the radio about you lending your car to a couple of classmates who didn't even have licenses and they didn't drive it down the alley and crash into somebody's fence. That didn't happen.
Yep. I was not in the car. I was playing volleyball at the time.
Right.
So no responsibility on my part.
This is what happens when families get together on the radio.
Driving in Kootenai. It's a Kootenai, and this is where I had learned to drive.
There's three streets in Kootenai.
Yes, yeah. So I was on one of them, and I thought I would go pick up my youngest sister from Sandpoint Gymnastics, and I was driving a stick shift, and I hit the gas instead of the brake to park, and I rammed the side of the building, and I didn't know that on the other side of the wall there was a stack of folding tables and then their trophy table at the end. So it was this huge
domino
crash inside domino effect, and I was just sitting in my car thinking, like, I could just drive away, they'll never know. And so I put my car in reverse, and then the garage door opens next to my car, and 30 little kids in leotards come out, surround my car, and start pointing and yelling. It was a like an actual nightmare that I was living the first day that I ever drove my, and this is why I'm not a good driver.
So she, you know, I went to go pick up Paula from Sandpoint to gymnastics, and Ricky said, no, I just got my license. I'll go do it. I go, okay, great. So she calls me 10 minutes later and goes, Dad, I ran into Sandpoint gymnastics. I go, yeah, I know. You went to pick up your sister. She goes, no, I ran into Sandpoint gymnastics.
So just to like backtrack a little bit, we do teach your students what to do in case of an accident. Mm. Their first thought should not be, they'll never know.
I'll just drive away. I'll just leave. Yeah. Not great instincts, Ricky, when it comes to driving.
You can take our, actually you can't take my class, you're too old, but right. You could sit in and listen if you'd like.
Ah. Oh, so that's a good question.
Yeah.
Because you do tell me all the time that you get asked, people who just recently moved to town,
yep,
can you teach me how to drive in the snow?
So we are not, our certification does not move into adult drivers. So okay. We are certified to teach student drivers 14 and a half, because that's the lowest age in Idaho, to age 20. Mm. So anyone 21 or older.
I can pass for 20. What are you saying?
No, you definitely could. Yep.
oh, sorry.
But I have been, you know, sending some information down to Boise, trying to hope that we could maybe get some at least winter driving courses for adults. Mm. I had heard rumors that the sheriff's department used to do that several years ago. I've never experienced that myself.
No, but I don't think so.
I think it could be very, very beneficial, especially lately.
Yeah.
Usually it's people that freshly moved here, have never even seen snow, have never experienced ice. So I usually recommend that they learn how in an empty parking lot themselves.
Yeah. The chamber parking
lot. Not the chamber parking lot. No, I do everything. I give them as many verbal tips and tricks as I can, but I can't put them in my vehicles.
Yeah.
So. Well, and we're getting a lot of people, too, moving from, like, New York City, places where people have never had cars.
No, yeah.
And so I think in adult driving, I mean, even, you never know. It might be far and few between, but it might be an added...
Yeah.
You know, just an added revenue stream or something. But the winter driving, yes. I mean, especially with all the people moving here from warmer climates. Yeah. In fact, we had somebody say that today. It's like, oh, is it always like this? And I said, no, this time last year we had snow.
Yeah.
Yep. It snowed on September 28th. Yeah. And they're like, oh, yeah. So,
yeah. No, and it's definitely on the horizon for us. It's something I would love to be able to offer and help the community with. At the moment, because of being shut down and everything shut down in the spring, we kind of got a little backlogged. And then some of the other driving schools in the area waited much longer than we did to actually reopen. So my main focus right now is just all these students that are having to wait 6 or so months to even get in with us. I'm really focusing on bringing them in.
Totally.
And to go with that, we are in the process of certifying a new instructor right now.
Oh, nice.
So I'm very excited. I haven't posted our new class schedule yet because I want to wait until the certification is complete and I have the card in my hand, and then I'll offer more. But I'm really excited. I know that a lot of parents are getting discouraged when they get on my website and they say, I have to wait 6 months for my kid to start, and I'm working on remedies.
Just go ahead and sign up.
Yes, and get their name on the list, and I'm working on remedies to bring them in as soon as we can. But, you know, we're trying to run smaller class sizes and keep things as sanitary and safe as possible. Mm-hmm. So because of that, we're getting pushed out a little longer because we, you know, don't want to pack 30 kids in a classroom.
So how many instructors do you have?
Right now, there are 4 of us on the team. We did have 5, and then one gentleman retired this summer, and I'm still trying to talk him into coming back. he was one of our local favorites, but yep, and we will have 5 soon, as soon as the new employee comes on.
I like that you call it a team. You're very sportsy.
Sporty. Every staff email.
She holds practices.
That's true. No, every staff email I started with, hi, team. And they like to make fun of me for that, but
it's cute.
It's the way I look at it.
Right. It's true. Totally. Ricky, we're a team.
Yeah, go team. So you mentioned your website. How do people find out more information about Panhandle Driving School?
So I am constantly trying to change things and freshen things up. PanhandleDrivingSchool.com. So it's as simple as it can be. I put as much information I can on there. Frequently asked questions is going to be your best friend. I put all the course packets up there. You guys can call or text me or email me. I try to make myself as accessible as possible because the licensing and the permit process can be very complicated and confusing for parents that haven't done this yet.
Sure.
So I'm happy to, you know, have a 15-minute phone call and kind of explain every single step of the way as they go through. Our phone number and my personal number is on the website as well. And then just our email is admin@panhandledrivingschool.com.
Perfect. So,
Yeah, or you can find us at the high school. You can track our cars down. I'm sure you see us with the big white PBS sign on top all over town all day
Are you
long.
Selling Subaru raffle tickets for the volleyball program?
You know, I have never been given a stack of tickets, Bobby.
Oh, interesting.
You can get them at Sandpoint High School.
All right, that's fair enough. I will be there later today. So, no, I'm not selling them myself. I probably should be. But
Julia, it was wonderful talking to you. I think this is the longest we've hung out in a while. So
that's true. That's really sad and true.
But thank you so much for joining us today. Thanks for joining the chamber.
Yeah, you're welcome. I'm excited to finally pull the trigger and be on board.
So. Yeah, it's only taken 3 years
hey,
to get you to sign
who's
up.
Who's counting?
Right.
It is time for our last break, but we will be right back. Thank you for listening to the Chamber Chatter Hour on North Idaho's Talk Radio.
Hey, Shannon.
What's up, Anne?
Have you scheduled a mammogram yet?
No, I don't think I need one. I regularly do a self-exam and don't feel any lumps.
Actually, a mammogram can detect cancer at early stages before you can feel a lump. And when breast cancer is detected early, the survival rate is 98%.
I had no idea. I'm going to call my doctor today.
Kiniksu Health Services encourages all women to be aware and get checked early. Call your primary care provider to schedule your breast cancer screening today. Learn more at kiniksuhealthservices.org.
Super One Foods in Sandpoint wants you to know they're going to great lengths to keep their customers safe. They've installed acrylic shields in the check lanes and the counters are being continually cleaned. For your added convenience, try their shop online service. Just go to superonefoods.net. Place your order and set the time for pickup. When you arrive, your personal shopper will have your groceries ready for you and bring them out to one of their parking spaces reserved just for online customers. It's that simple. Go to superonefoods.net and shop online today.
Imagine hiring a carpenter to fix a computer.
Just a little whack should do it.
Or a plumber to fix your TV.
Think I found the leak.
Sometimes it's just better to start with an expert. When it comes to your car or truck transmission, get it done right the first time. Call on the specialist at Burnett's Transmission. Burnett's is absolutely the undisputed expert in transmission service and replacement. They've invested in the sophisticated equipment and certified training required to offer you affordable expert transmission repair. Cars and trucks, 4x4s and motorhomes, manual or automatic. When it comes to your transmission, turn to the specialist Burnett's Transmission on Highway 200 next to the Hoot Owl. Call them today for a free transmission performance diagnosis. 263-0589. You'll feel better knowing that the experts at Burnett's did the job. Or you could call your dentist.
Aha! Maybe if I just pull this... Oh, maybe not.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Keep up to date on everything we're doing at NorthIdahoRadio.com.
Welcome back to the Chamber Chatter Hour. This is Ricky along with Kate. We still have Bob Woody here, new voice in radio, just starting out.
Hey, if anybody ever needs somebody to whistle, you should really ask Ricky because she whistles all the time at the chamber and she's really good at whistling.
Oh, thanks, Kate.
You are. You're really good at it. I'm quite surprised.
Thank you.
I mean, not that you're good at it, but
I do have one talent.
So you're probably wondering what else is going on around Sandpoint this
away,
week.
Bob.
Well, Hickey Farms is happening. Yeah. Their Hickey Farms Harvest Festival is going on every weekend through October 25th. Mm-hmm. And if you don't know where Hickey Road is, it's off of Highway 200 just east. Like if you're heading out towards the Idaho Club,
right,
about halfway there, just look for the little sign Hickey Road.
Yeah,
and turn left, and can't miss it. And they have that's really come a long way. It's not just you pick pumpkin patch anymore. There's crafts, face painting, live music, art and food vendors, and more.
Whoa.
Yeah.
And
like
more.
Like your niece's birthday party yeah. next weekend.
So. I got a custom homegrown pumpkin this year, so I...
Did you grow it?
No, Bob Woody grew it.
Did you come get it?
What?
Not yet.
It's right there in the mudroom. There's a whole okay. bunch of them.
All right.
Look at you, Mr. Green
What's your
thumb?
Home address, Bob Woody?
It was a bumper crop year for pumpkins.
Really? It was outrageous. It took over half his yard.
Yeah. It was
nice.
Nuts. Coming up Wednesday, if you have school kids or grandkids, it's Walk to School Day.
Mm, so nice.
Lake Pendere School District, safe routes to school, and it makes parents aware of how their kids walk from home to school
yeah. mm-hmm.
and what safety precautions they should be pointing out, or mm-hmm. maybe it's a really crummy sidewalk and they never realized it,
right.
or there's no crossing guard at a certain, you know, so it's, yeah, walk your kid to school on Wednesday. So
that's exciting.
That's all good. Farmers Market closes down
yes.
this week.
Yeah, they're having their big finale.
Yeah, mm-hmm. so
not on Wednesday, right? Saturday?
Saturday.
Saturday.
Okay.
Yeah. Saturday. Sandpointfarmersmarket.com for more mm-hmm. information. So it's always kind of sad when
yeah.
that happens. But
well, because then you know winter's not far behind.
Exactly. Yeah. yeah.
And Silverwood is still open on weekends. And not only do they have discounted tickets, but a lot of the money for your ticket goes to area food banks.
Nice. So.
And they're not doing Scarywood.
Yeah, they're yeah. not doing Scarywood.
But they are going to be open through the season. So
speaking of not doing Scarywood, Halloween is right around the corner.
It is.
Mm-hmm. Probably the scariest Halloween of our lives.
Yes,
for many reasons.
And it's yeah. on Saturday,
it's
and
on
it's a
Saturday.
Full moon.
Yeah. yeah, it's got a lot going
a
for
lot.
It or against it, depending
right.
on how you look at it. How do you guys feel about Halloween this year? I mean, traditionally, trick-or-treating and Halloween parties and
traditionally,
haunted houses.
And that traditionally this year, for the last several years, I should say 3 or 4, I've been going to your house because I don't live in a well-populated kid area where I get a lot of trick-or-treaters. So I'll go to your house and we'll turn on a not very scary movie and do trick-or-treaters there. But I feel like this year with just all the things going on, and I personally feel like going out on any holiday is just amateur hour. I'm not a fan of it. I think I'm just going to hide in my room.
Right.
I don't think I'm going anywhere or doing anything.
We could have a Zoom party.
Mm-hmm.
We could. I love costumes, though, but I don't think I'm going to go this year to any
yeah.
any costume party.
I'm really debating whether I mean, I love trick-or-treaters and
right.
seeing all the little kids and stuff, and it's really fun, but do we do it this year?
Yeah,
I know.
One idea that I saw online,
right.
if you have a like a railing that goes up to your front porch,
mm-hmm.
is you put like it's round tube there, so the kid stands on the bottom rung and you just drop the candy down the tube.
Oh, so you don't have to
That's
get
a
close
good idea.
To each other.
So you don't have to get close to them. Because a lot of problems with kids in this COVID is a kid yeah. may have it but be asymptomatic,
right.
but can give it to old people like me,
right.
Which I'm kind of paranoid about. So
yeah.
It's just going to be a weird Halloween.
I know that the downtown shopping district, it's mostly vendors along Cedar and First,
mm-hmm.
are doing an afternoon, it's like a late afternoon trick-or-treat in all the shops. Because one, they're already public-facing, and so they have all the protocols in place, and it's safe. You can just go up and down that one street and not have to cross the street or do anything like that.
Yeah.
And I know that they're teaming up with the school district to let kids know about that. So if you're out there and you don't know where to bring your kids, I know that the shopping district is trying to be as safe as possible as far as all of that goes. So that would be another option as well for kids out there.
And we'll do a Halloween-themed top 10 in a couple weeks.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, candy's one of my favorite things to ever talk about.
Like, candy corn is the grossest stuff that has ever made.
Just, you haven't had good candy corn.
Oh, no.
Never had good candy corn.
There's no good candy corn.
There's a vendor in Los Angeles, and I know, L.A., but there's a vendor in Los Angeles. They make all the candy corn on site, and it's fresh, and it's amazing.
No.
It's so good. You just don't know.
Okay, this is a chamber chatter, so... At the Sandpoint Chamber of Commerce, I know you've had one of the busiest, probably the single busiest summer of all time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Just so many people coming into town from all over, whether it's just to get away from the smoke in Oregon or Northern California or just moving here.
Right.
Buying houses sight unseen and such. Is it continuing now? You know, we're past Labor Day and, you know, kids are back in school. Are there still a lot of visitors?
I mean, just today, we probably have had 10 people.
Yeah.
It's been very interesting.
There was a line out the door this morning. doing.
But now, typically, just as in previous years, it's mostly retired, you know, retired people who are traveling. And yeah, you know, and the number one question is, you can tell when they come from warmer places, is what's the winter like? It's like, well, this might be a good one. So, but Ricky, as she always says, she says, come back in February.
Yeah.
Because February is notoriously our kind of worst month for winter. So come back in February. Don't judge it by what's happening now.
I do tend to paint every winter as though it was the winter of 96.
Well, the Pack River overflows and you'll have 8 feet of snow.
Right. Collapse. Right.
Yeah. What I traditionally tell people is like, some winters are all right. Yeah. They're kind of mild, and some of them are not.
Right. I usually say, well, we have a ski hill. Does that tell you what winter is like here? I don't know.
I like the couple that bought like 7 or 8 miles up Pack River Road going, that's not going to be a problem, is it?
Maybe not. I don't know. We'll see, won't we?
Do you have a snow shovel? Because that's all you'll need.
A helicopter would be good.
Right. Right. One thing we forgot to mention about things happening is Clue. The play Clue will be at the Panada October 22nd through the 25th. And they are adhering to social distancing. Every other row is taped off. Mm-hmm. And when you come in with your group, you're asked to sit with your group. But local actors, and it is hilarious.
Good.
And it, you know, it'll raise money for the Panada, which they need.
My question is, my favorite character is Mrs. Peacock. Who is playing her in the play?
Well, someone you know. Right. Yeah. Yeah.
And when is, or what are the dates of Clue?
October 22nd through the 25th. And the 25th is a Sunday, and it'll be a matinee. But it's really, the cast, we can hardly get through it without laughing. And so if you last year saw the nun one that we did, that was really funny too. It's kind of a farce. Right. Well, this is even more hilarious. It's really, really funny, and some really great young local talent. And yeah, so if you're not doing anything or you want to come and watch some great theater, it's different than the movie.
Yeah,
it's kind of different than the movie. It's funnier than the movie.
Good.
So yeah, bring yourself out October 22nd through the 25th and come see Clue at the Panada.
Nice.
Yeah.
The movie, if you haven't seen it, Tim Curry, Madeline Kahn, it's hilarious.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm really excited to see this play. The Lake Pend Oreille cruises are still going. Mm. They're out of hope because the water levels have started to go down. So I think they're going for another week and a half or so. We do have the cruise schedules at the Chamber. Always, like in the summer, you call ahead to make sure you get a spot. In the fall and off seasons, they encourage you to call ahead so that you can make sure they're doing the cruise that day. They won't go out if it's not full
enough. People, right?
Time of year, though, to get out on the
beautiful
lake.
Beautiful.
Yeah, my favorite time of the year.
Yeah.
Right. Can I put in a programming note for the rest
Please.
Of the week?
Sure.
Tomorrow, it's a big day here at North Idaho Radio. Barbara Carpenter making her return to Speak Up North Idaho. And, you know, she hosted this show here for decades.
Wow.
And then sort of retired a couple of years ago, but now she's back in Sandpoint and coming back on the air. That starts tomorrow and be every Tuesday. Kate's excited. Wednesday, it'd be Ricky's Top 10, and we'll get surprise subject for you then. And then Thursday, I'm not here for North Idaho Thursday because it is the general membership luncheon. If you're a chamber member, you can register online. You will not take any walk-ins, but it's the annual State of the Cities with the Pend Oreille, Dover, Kootenai, and Sandpoint mayors joining us. So always a good one. Looking forward to it.
Yeah. Thank you.
That's awesome. Yeah. I can't wait to find out what our subject is on Wednesday. That'll be fun. great show today.
Yeah.
I think we pulled this off.
Just like in rehearsal.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
We didn't deviate a single word. Thank you so much for joining Kate and me today on Chamber Chatter Hour. Thanks again to our guests, Julia Klontz, Bob Witte, and Zach Hagedon. For more information on our guests, check out our social media pages, Greater Sandpoint Chamber of Commerce on Facebook, or at Sandpoint Chamber on Instagram. And for events happening in and around the greater Sandpoint area, go to sandpointonline.com or the sandpointreader.com. And you can register if you are a chamber member at sandpointchamber.org for our general membership luncheon coming up on Thursday at noon. For a complete list of chamber events, check out sandpointchamber.org.
Ta-da.
Do you have a newsletter coming out?
We actually do. This is what I'm going back to the office to do.
Oh, okay.
Is put out our newsletter. I haven't done it today. I will have most of the things that we talked about today in the newsletter as well. So if you needed more information about any of that, and there is actually a button to register for the GML, so I'll make it as easy as possible. There is, like I keep saying, very limited seating. So you have to register ahead of time. We will not take same day walk-in registrations. I know that seemed to be the habit of a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
Who don't necessarily have their whole week planned out on Monday. But we are just not doing that. I don't want to handle cash and credit cards and all that stuff. We're just cutting all that out, making it easy.
That's right. And Ricky, we got behind this morning because I had to have an update of everything that happened while I was gone during the week.
Yes.
Right. It was quite extensive.